Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on October 17 regarding Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E, Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L. Clarence Howell is a 56-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 3-3-22. But at that time, he was operating a van that was moving slowly in traffic. Paired a small Honda, hit the back left of his vehicle, causing his body to shift. Period. He complained, quote, the a-hole, end quote, crossed over the perpendicular to him. Period. He went to Capitol Health. Scratch that. He saw occupational health and then Capitol Health. Emergency room on 3-4-22. Pretty believes he injured his neck, lower back, and head. Apparently there was no airbag deployment. Pretty complained about hearing problems immediately upon impact. Apparently he understands his final diagnosis to be, quote, I was injured and needed medical attention, period, end quote. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active treatment, period. New paragraph. The petitioner brought in some records of his own to review that will be summarized shortly. Period. According to the records provided, he was seen at Hamilton, RWJ Hamilton Occupational Health on 4-12-22. Stating on 3-3-22, he was driving a van that was hit by a car in the driver's side rear. Appeared the airbag deployed, appeared his seatbelt was on, and the other car left the scene. Appeared later that night, he felt tingling and pain in the left side of his neck, comma trapezius, comma shoulder, comma and down his left arm, as well as his left lower back. Appeared he was seen at Capitol Health the next morning, where x-rays were negative. Appeared he was given medications and a patch. Appeared they ascertained a history of a motor vehicle accident in 1988 when he injured his back. Period. They noted the office visits he had at this facility in the interim period. He was diagnosed with lower back strain and unspecified injury to the left shoulder and upper arm period. Upon exam, there was no tenderness to palpation of the left shoulder, but the lower back was tender to palpation bilaterally. Period, he had decreased range of motion about the low back. Period. He was responding to and wanted to continue physical therapy. Period, he was also going to continue on full duty without restrictions. Period, at this juncture, he was on personal vacations until the beginning of May. Period, requested therapy that was issued for one more week, given that he is responding. Period. They also recommended a TENS unit to the low back. Period. Mr. Howell followed up at occupational health on 4-22-22. Period. He reported his pain felt better in the left shoulder, low back. Stiffness and prolonged standing irritates his back. Period. He had not started his last session of physical therapy, and the TENS unit had not yet been received. Period. He, on this occasion, was cleared to continue working full duty and return in 1 week, pending further physical therapy. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided by Mr. Howell, in no particular order, he underwent a mammogram on 3-4-22 for a lump. Period. Insert those results here. On 2-5-22, he was seen at Capitol Health. And underwent a chest x-ray due to a cough. Appeared it was compared to a study of 1-820 and showed no active disease. Appeared he had left shoulder x-rays on 3-4-22. It showed no evidence of acute fracture or dislocation. Appeared there were degenerative changes. Appeared in the paragraph, he also provided a New Jersey police crash investigation report for the subject event. Period. It was described as a hit and run accident. Period. The driver, meaning Mr. Howell, stated, while at the intersection of Ohio Avenue and North Olden Avenue, he observed a silver vehicle travel through the intersection and sideswiped that vehicle, causing moderate damage. Appeared the silver vehicle continued and went out of sight. Appeared vehicle 1 was observed to have airbags deployed and moderate damage to the rear bumper. Appeared the driver refused medical attention while on the scene. Brady could also not provide further vehicle information for Vehicle 2. Brady stated it appeared to be a Honda. Period. He was seen at Capitol Health Emergency Room on 3-4-22, after which he was issued instructions for a diagnosis of, quote, motor vehicle accident, period, end quote. In paragraph, he came into the care of Hamilton Occupational Health on 3-8-22 and was referred for physical therapy and activity modifications. Period. He followed up there frequently over the next few weeks, running through the aforementioned visit of 4-12-22. Period. Physical exam, he complained about being requested to gown, although this is typical for such an evaluation. Pretty focused on his complaints, including his injuries and how the other driver behaved. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was a rough texture to the hands bilaterally, but skin was otherwise normal and color, turgor, and temperature. And then normal extremities. Lower inspection revealed onchomycosis of several toenails, most noticeable on the great toes bilaterally. The rest of that is normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 35 degrees, complaining of tightness. Period extension by lateral rotation of the side bend were accomplished fully. Period. There was non-reproducible tenor. It's palpation about the left lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Period. And then normal through supine straight leg raise maneuver. Elicited non-physiologic abdominal pain bilaterally, but no low back or radicular symptoms. Period. He had a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. Impressions on 3-3-22. Clarence Howell was a restrained driver of a van that was struck on the driver's rear side by a vehicle that then departed the scene. Period. Police arrived and Mr. Howell declined medical attention. Period. He did go to occupational health or the emergency room afterwards. Scratch that. He did go to the emergency room on 3-3-22 and on 3-4-22 had x-rays of the left shoulder and a mammogram. Period. He then followed up with occupational health over the next few weeks concurrent with physical therapy. Period. This was rendered through 4-22-22. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner currently had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. He had non-physiologic responses of abdominal pain to straight leg raising maneuvers, and a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Predicted full range of motion of the shoulders and neck, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph number one. The nature and extent of the alleged work injury was sprains and contusions involving his cervical lumbar spine and left shoulder. Period. His current diagnosis is resolved. Sprains. Period number three. The alleged work injury is not a cause or contributing cause to the current diagnosis. Period number four. The causes of his current medical condition / symptoms are the general aches and pains of aging. Period. This incident did not aggravate a pre-existing condition. Period. Treatment to date has been reasonable, necessary, and related to the alleged work injury. Period. I do not feel any additional treatment, testing, injections, or surgery are reasonable, necessary, and related to the alleged work injury. Period. I do not feel any physical limitations or work restrictions are needed as a result of the alleged work injury. Period. He has indeed reached maximum medical improvement in regard to the alleged work injury. Effective today or at his last treatment visit. Period. He has not sustained any permanent partial impairment in regard to the alleged work injury involving the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and left shoulder. Period. He has been able to continue working in a full duty capacity for the insured. Period. And that should be the end.